The shadow was quiet, the air heavy with all the not talking that was taking place. The only sound was Vistara's single, almost inaudible sigh, and the occasional sounds of Ben shifting position in his chair as he read and occasionally cross-referenced data. The sudden noise alerting them to an incoming message therefore sounded especially loud. No one actually jumped, but a sense of surprise rippled through them all. Luke glanced at the screen and frowned slightly. Three words flashed. Vistara Kai, personal. As far as Luke was concerned, they might as well have been emergency, incoming attack.
Who's it from, Dad?
I don't know, but it's for our guest. Do you know who might want to contact you, Vistara? Vistara actually looked surprised. Luke felt the faintest flicker of worry, like an echo of a whisper in the Force.
I have no idea.
And it sounded genuine.
Is there a place where I can...
I can't let you receive a private message, especially from someone who won't identify him or herself, Luke said matter-of-factly. Vistara nodded.
Of course not. If I were in your position, I would take similar precautions.
Luke flipped a switch. This is the Jade Shadow to the anonymous sender of the previous message directed at Vistara Kai. You must understand, I cannot permit her to receive a private missive. There was a long silence. Luke could feel young ears straining. Then another message appeared, addressed to Luke Skywalker. The message may be publicly viewed. Well, a reasonable Sith. What next? Luke muttered, and touched another button on the console. A small holographic figure took shape. It was a human male, wearing the traditional Sith black robes. A lightsaber of antique-looking design was clipped to his belt. His long, dark hair was pulled up in a top knot. His face was chiseled and handsome. Vistara's startled gasp revealed her emotions, but the Force did so even more prominently. There was a rush of warm, affectionate feelings, quickly clamped down, as if a lid had been put on a pot. Luke's eyes flickered to the girl, then back to the hologram. Both images appeared to be trying hard not to smile, although Vistara often looked as though she were smiling when she wasn't due to the little scar on her mouth.
Daughter, you are well.
Luke's eyes widened. Daughter? Vistara bowed.
Father, I am. It is good to see you. I am pleased that you were among those selected for the honor of this mission.
You, it would seem, have already brought honor to the tribe,
the Elder Kai said.
I understand you are the sole survivor of the initial exploratory team.
Thank you, Father. I have always striven to elevate the standing of our household.
Master Skywalker, I understand that you are graciously providing hospitality to my daughter.
That's a word for it, Luke said.
And that High Lord Talon has agreed that you may continue to provide hospitality, despite a father's wishes to the contrary.
Let's face it, Luke said. Sith and Jedi don't exactly mesh well. Put us together and we're about as volatile as Tabana gas. If you were tentatively allied with 11 Jedi vessels and my son were aboard your ship, well, I think you'd like to keep him there for a while. Kai considered this for a moment, then nodded slowly.
Very well. Your point is taken, and it is a shrewd one. You have promised she will come to no harm. I am sure that if Luke Skywalker gives his word, then every hair on Vistara's head will be safe.
His voice was melodic and rich and beautiful, just like the voice of every member of this lost tribe they'd encountered so far. It seems we have nothing more to discuss then, Luke said. Say your farewells and...
Dad?
Luke frowned a little, turning to Ben.
Yes?
Ben jerked his head a little in the hologram's direction, and Luke muted the sound.
I know we can't just turn her over to them,
Ben said, glancing over his shoulder at Vistara, who had been silent as the grave during the debate between the two parents.
But what harm can there be in letting them talk for just a few minutes?
A lot, Luke said. You know that. Neither of them had ever bothered to hide their suspicions of Vistara, and Luke did not attempt to do so now.